Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today's Wednesday, the time is 6 and 8 minutes, and you're here listening to the Porn Stars Unplugged. All right, and who do we have yet? First of all, today's the 31st day of October, and the year is 2018. Believe it or not, Lial, you remember we had the same discussion in January this year, and what did we have January? When we came back from holiday, we said this year is going to fly faster than 2017, and it did. I actually don't remember a year that flew so quick. Do you remember?
Every year is quicker and quicker.
You know, did I tell you what my mom says? My mom says that a life is like toilet paper. when you start with the paper, and the paper is like this size, you know, every year, every slice, it takes you like, you know, when you just want to clean, it's just blurp. Now, when it gets older, the slice getting smaller and smaller. When you pull that thing, it goes, you know, the whole thing down. That's a, life is like toilet paper. It just passes too quickly. Yeah, that's the way it is. So anyway, the time is now. You see, the time even passed 2 minutes.
Yeah,
it's already and 6 and 10 minutes.
Jewish,
yeah,
Jewish, Irene, Jewish what? Date.
We don't know.
No, we didn't
How?
Tell me.
How? Let me tell you what it is. So it is that the 22nd of Maheshvan, 5779. That's the year.
Nice. Oh.
So let me introduce myself. My name, and listen to this carefully. Yeah. I shall say it only once. My name is Roy Peretz, and I want to introduce my porn stars. So the first porn star we're going to introduce is the fifth porn star. Please accept Sasha Star. All right. So, what I want to say about this man, the whole day we're fighting from the morning, and he's refusing to smile. Please, would you tell me why you refuse to smile, Eitan?
I'm very smiley.
No, you're smiling, everyone. Yeah, because you're like, all right, the whole day, I'm smiling the whole day, but you didn't, but you
I'm
don't.
I'm clearing my brain when I'm here, so it's easy to smile.
Let's say I understand.
That's the fun hour.
Are you getting a lobotomy?
Lobotomy? What is it? It's like
the cutting off your bottom.
Yeah, bottomy? No, it's when you remove the brain.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, this is exactly when you go home. It's more or less. Yeah.
It's a procedure only
like
for male.
The brain go empty and the smile getting up.
Okay. All right. I don't see a problem with removing brain. You know what? You know, ignorance is so bliss. Let me tell you. Mm-hmm. It is. So anyway, I just want to introduce from the deeps of Hyde Park. He comes to us, the gentle giant. Also, he's also our coin, antique, and memorabilia expert. Please welcome Eitan Nadler.
Good evening, everyone.
From 96 Senton Drive, running one almost the most beautiful establishment called.
Yay!
What yay?
You got it right.
Yes, I did get it right. So, almost the most beautiful establishment. He is also our Swiss watch and diamond expert. Please say welcome. Please give some a round of applause to Liel Rimon.
Thank you, everybody.
Who do we have more with us here? Who do we have more with us? Well, let me tell you. Normally, I introduce Peter Feldman. He's not with us. He went to visit his grandson in the UK.
In England.
He must be very cold. Because he must be very cold there. Hopefully he didn't forget jersey.
At least wet.
We are hot here, but
if not cold.
No, so. I've seen yesterday was a sunny day with 5 degrees.
Yesterday was England summer.
Yeah, English summer.
England summer. No, that was the summer.
I finished. Oh, yesterday.
The day was what?
Yeah, the day. Yeah, it was. No, you're right, it is. But anyway, normally I introduce him. He's the decorated journalist, our blogger in South Africa, best movie critic. So I'm going to make sure that he listens to the show, because otherwise we're going to test him, you know, after the show.
First of all, he must, because I'm doing the movie reviews, and he must learn.
He must.
And how is he supposed to learn when he's the movie reviewer?
You see, because he's a decorated journalist.
We call it the carrots come out of the garden and hit the gardener.
Yeah, exactly. So, she's the lady that gives me hard time. No, she's not my wife. She hails from the deep ends of Kachin. So if anybody needs like a ring or anything for any occasion, you must call her 011-325-9000. 7777. Her name is Irene Bauer. Woo.
Hello, darlings, and you can come with pleasure. I won't give you a hard time like Roy gives me a hard time, and I'll make you coffee.
Yeah, but I'll pay you a salary. I can give you a hard time. That's my job. That's my job. Anyway, yeah.
Give Osho a hard time too.
I can't because she pays me my salary.
I don't know if she pays you, but she's the boss.
Yeah, she's the boss. She's the boss. Yeah. Well, she allows me to go out. To, lately, I mean, falafel I bought by myself. Ooh, there's no. Yeah, she didn't give me any problem. So yeah. All right. Last but not least, the rumor says she gives the best service in the whole industry. So please, welcome Nicole.
Hi, everyone. And now we are also selling beautiful pieces of jewelry.
Yeah.
So if anybody's interested, you can call me on 011-884-0000.
Double zero, double zero.
And I also give you coffee just like Irene. Yes.
You always said I only give
you. I don't doubt that.
Please don't forget to like us on Facebook as Porn Stars on 101.9. You can also follow our short videos on Instagram as Roy Peretz or on YouTube as Roy Peretz. If you're listening from all over the world, and I know there's a lot of people that listen outside South Africa, I'm getting mail from USA, Canada, South Africa, South America, Argentina, Chile, Costa Rica, Mexico, Spain, Portugal, Cyprus, Greece, and Israel. So basically, from all over the world, wherever there's South Africans, we are getting mail. And thank you so much for that. You know, it's so nice to get mail from people that you don't know even they're here. So although even though they don't listen to the FM radio, I know they're listening to the podcast, and it's so simple to listen to the podcast. Even if you miss the show, you just go to www.chaifm.com and you go into podcast, go under Wednesday, you'll find us, the Porn Stars Unplugged, and you can really, really laugh away. So today, what we're going to have today? So today we're going to listen to Liel talking about movies. How many movies do we have today?
Well, there's a lot of movies coming out. We're going to talk about three of them. We're
going to talk about three movies. We also, I want you to pay attention to the movies because there's a competition going on, and you're going to receive two double movie tickets to the new Metro Cinema. It's actually very nice. So just it's going to be a simple question. Just listen to what Liel says, and there's a nice reward. What do we have more? What do we have? Oh, we'll hear Eitan talking. Beep. Yeah. And
hopefully.
Yeah. And what are you going to tell us? Are you going to tell us about?
Okay.
A little bit of history.
A little bit of surprise. By the border, and everything will be all right.
We're also going to have the Sasha report that she's going to tell us about. What are you going to tell us, Sasha? The star report. Why do you call it the Sasha report?
Yeah.
The Star Report.
Star Report.
I know Sasha since she was like a year old. That's why for me, Sasha. Yeah, talk to me, Sasha.
Are you revealing my age or yours? Today we're going to talk a lot about who's being paid the most in Hollywood.
All right. Ooh. And we're not going to talk about Malusi Gigabat's stuff.
No.
Okay, no, we're not going to talk about that.
It's
enough, X-rated. Please. After 9 o'clock, you can listen to the same show. And they say after 9 o'clock, you can't talk.
I have to say one thing. I met Roy about an hour ago, and since then, he can't stop talking about Malusi Gigabat. So let's leave it there.
You listen to the smile. I couldn't stop talking about it. Yeah. I was just looking at it and said, Gigabat. So anyway.
Today's Halloween, and Irene going to tell us a little bit about Halloween.
Yeah. What are you going to... okay. We're going to talk about Halloween.
She's going to scare us.
Are you going to scare us?
No. You just have to look in the mirror, and that's scary enough.
Yeah, I do.
Burn!
I just want to say a few words before we're going to start that lovely, lovely show. The time is already 6 and 17 minutes. Anyway, this week, we had... it's only Wednesday. We already had two known that are now robberies. And this silly season has started with a bang, proper bang. So the first guy that got hit was a guy just down the road at 8th Street corner Louis Botha. Unfortunately, it used to be our place at the time. Yeah, a long time ago, it used to be our place. So apparently five guys got into the shop driving a Jetta. Come into the shop, five guys with brand new guns. That's the way he told me. And took his money. They only took his money, but they held his daughter as a.
I don't think it's the first time.
No.
And they took the whole money that he have, about 1,200 rand.
No, don't say that. I'm sure he had more than 2,000. No, that's a joke. I'm sure it took quite a bit of money. Anyway, there was another robbery that was that was somewhere, and I've seen it on Facebook. Apparently, in Commissioner Street in Krugersdorp, there was a pawn shop that did gold and diamond or whatever, and the vehicle was robbed there. Three suspects just came and took him. And I don't know, just in this matter, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to say.
Is anybody harmed?
Not that I've seen, but you know what? It's you know, we take in too much and say, yeah, we had big luck that it wasn't the guy wasn't armed, harmed. The people were not harmed. But let me tell you something: we're not supposed to have that. No. We're really not supposed to have
traumatic.
It.
It's traumatic.
It is traumatic, but you know what? We're not supposed to have it at all. Not harmed and not unharmed.
We're not supposed to live like that.
Yeah, we're not supposed to live like that.
Watching your back all the time.
You're lucky not to get harmed. No. You're not supposed to do that. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to invest a little bit of bucks and get rid of this rubbish. So here you go. This is for you. Whoever lives in Gauteng, this is Gangster's Paradise for you.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie review with Peter Feldman. Thank you for waiting with us. So hopefully you enjoyed Gangster's Paradise. At this time it's 6:25, and we're here with Lier Rimon that will take Peter Feldman's space.
Yes.
And first of all, I just want to mention that please listen closely. And you can SMS us or WhatsApp us to 061-895-1019, and you can SMS us to 34519. Whoever wins, there's four tickets to be won, basically two double tickets. So come, guys, come.
And the terms, of course, if
the
you
terms,
don't
of
remember,
course, just listen to Leon.
You can't go to the newest releases. So no. The movie that we mentioned, you can't go and watch them this
only
week.
Next week.
Only next week.
You can watch the one that was mentioned last week. They can go.
Yes, yeah. You can. It's only for the 2D, 3D, and the VIP. And you cannot order online. You have to go to the cinema and get the tickets over there. So what we got this week? This week we have not less than 7 new movies coming out.
Yay.
I don't know if yay. It's
lucky
not,
7.
It's not about quantity. It's about quality. So true. If they're not great.
Mm. Is any Rambo something new with Rambo?
So, yes.
Did it?
Yes.
Serious?
Wait
this,
for it.
But this will be a week with one movie.
So, all these movies that we mentioned, you guys can go and watch from Friday. Of course, not without tickets, with our free tickets. But if you go to the cinema near you, you can watch it. We're going to mention 3 out of the 7. The first one will be Disney's The Nutcracker and the Four Realms. And this is a live-action version of the animated story about a young girl who is transferred into a magical world of gingerbread soldiers and an army of mice.
Nice.
So if
I heard young girl. Yeah?
And if anybody wants...
No, not Peter Paul.
Listen, the young girl is played by Mackenzie Foy, and she is amazing, guys. Really. She is so talented and so beautiful.
Do you remember where she started out?
No.
In Twilight,
yes.
She played Bella and Edward's daughter, so there's only going up from there.
Wow.
Okay.
Also, Keira Knightley is there, so yeah, go and watch it. It's definitely a very nice movie, big production. That's a big production. We have a big production, we have something else, and we have what they call the Moshe movies. The Moshe movies is movies that you measure how good they are by the amount of tears that you cry when you
or
watch
cry,
them.
Or the boredom. It's the boredom. Endurance. They call it the endurance movie. Something you sit and say, can I sit through this movie?
How much?
I'm going to die.
How much rest you use your brain to understand the movie?
Use your brain to understand what he wants to transmit.
You know when you're depressed, Roy, what you call it? When you have thoughts about killing yourself? What it's
marriage.
So that's how you measure more or less.
But you can measure it with the hours of rest that you got in the cinema.
What do you mean?
That's as well.
Well,
if you fall asleep and you wake up,
no, it's not.
Listen to this story. So one day,
I
have to tell you that because I'll forget otherwise. One day I'm sitting up, my wife and myself, we go to a movie. She wanted to go Yentl. You remember Yentl?
Oh my god, exactly.
Moshe's movie.
You were 12.
No, I wasn't 12.
Okay.
I was already old. I was married. I had a kid already.
Yentl.
It was the 50th anniversary rerun.
No. I promise you, my wife will confirm.
Tell the story.
So we went to Yentel. She said, no, Yentel. I didn't want to go to Yentel. Anyway, she said, no, it's nice. Barbara Streisand, whatever. I don't like even the name. Anyway, I went to Yentel. I was sitting on the last seat.
I fell asleep.
Anyway, I was snoring. Apparently, I was snoring and snoring and snoring. Everybody wake up, including me, and she was boning the whole. She was elbowing me the whole movie. I was like, I had marks, blue marks on myself. I mean, she elbowing me. Yeah. As everybody went up, the guy behind me was snoring his heart out, and it was him. It wasn't even me.
And I'm sure that she asked you, Roy, how was the movie? It was a dream.
No, it wasn't. I said to her, okay, never guys, in my life. Yes.
Please okay, let go me for continue. It, yeah. Thank you, otherwise we won't finish. The second movie, the serious movie that we have called Beautiful Boy, it's starring Steve Carell and...
Timothy Chalamet.
Timothy Chalamet, of course, as father and son who are dealing with the son addiction to crystal meth. It's a very strong drama with really good acting exhibition. If anybody saw Timothy Chalamet, he's really great. And Steve Carell in this, when he's acting seriously, is really good.
I highly recommend it.
It's highly recommended. It's a serious movie. You will cry a little bit. But that's something, like Moshe said, to keep your mind going. The third movie, it's a special one for Halloween. This weekend is Halloween weekend, and there's a lot of special movies that coming specially for Halloween. One of them is Slender Man.
Yes. Slender Man?
Yeah. Slender Man is a movie about a small town in Massachusetts. A group of friends, fascinated with internet lore of the Slender Man, attempt to prove he doesn't actually exist. Until right. one of them gone missing.
Oh, baby.
Yeah. That's for the horror fans, for the brave ones. Let me just mention the other movies that opening this weekend in South Africa. So you got a South African horror flick. It's called the Tokoloshe.
Oh, Tokoloshe.
Yes, I'm going to go and watch it on the weekend.
No, I don't do South African movies.
Why? It's a horror movie. The other one called Nobody's Fool. I don't know much about this movie.
Oh,
there's another one.
It's starring Tiffany Haddish.
Oh, okay.
It is, I think, also Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi must be 100 already.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her movie for a long time. Yeah.
Tiffany Haddish comes out of jail, and she becomes reacquainted with her sister and finds out that her sister has been supposedly dating this guy who she met online. But she's never met him.
Okay, so like she's another
No. She believes that she's being catfished.
Okay.
Does everyone know what that is?
No, I don't.
When you're being spoken to by a sort of fake person. They're not what they appear to
on
be.
On the internet.
Yes.
Oh, let me tell you. My times, there were no internet.
Let me finish, guys.
Okay, go on.
Okay, the other movies, the other two movies that we want to mention is Juliet Naked. And
who's naked?
Juliet, I don't know.
Who's Juliet?
I don't know. And the last movie, Escape Plan 2.
Who?
Escape Plan 2 with Rambo. Oh. With Sylvester Stallone.
All right. Oh, now we're talking
now
business.
We're talking. And so, guys, that's the movies that opening this week. We mentioned all of them. And what I wanted to say is
we
have a question for you.
Yes.
So in the movie A Beautiful Boy, give us one of the guys that's starring in the movie. And please send your answers to WhatsApp 061-895-1019 or SMS to 34519. And thank you very much.
All right.
Enjoy the movies.
Enjoy the movies, guys. And you know what? We're gonna have the star report just now. The time is now 18:32, and we're gonna go. I want to go to something really, really nice. Something that you cannot. You know what? Stop what you're doing. Just start. I want you to start dancing, guys, because this is only a dance time. This is Dr. Alban with Sing Hallelujah.
Star Report with Sasha Star.
Thank you for waiting with us here. And we go to Sashi.
So there's a bit of political news when it comes to celebrities this week. Pharrell Williams is very angry with President Donald Trump.
Who cares about him?
Who cares about Trump?
Well, I'll tell you why he's unhappy.
Yeah.
After the horrific incident which took place in Pittsburgh on Saturday. Trump held a rally later on in the afternoon, and he decided to play the song belonging to Pharrell, Happy. And Pharrell has now said, on the day of the mass murder of 11 human beings at the hands of a deranged nationalist, you played the song Happy to a crowd at a political event in Indiana. There was nothing happy about the tragedy inflicted upon our country on Saturday, and no permission was granted for your use of the song for this purpose.
Well, I think everybody's looking for something to say against President Trump. Half of his family is Jewish. I think he's been great to the Jewish nation. And you know what? Bugger those people. Do me a favor. All right, carry on. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Well, also Kanye West, who was a big fan of Donald Trump, he hasn't sort of given up his support of Trump, but he is stepping away from politics. So he has said on Twitter.
What a great mind. I'm so sorry about that. Kanye West stepping out of politics. This is really a great mind.
This is the man who said he wanted.
Him, if we're going to lose him, I don't know what we're going to do.
This is the man who, once upon a time, said he wanted to run for president in 2020. On Twitter, he says, my eyes are now open and now realize I've been used to spread messages I don't believe in. I am distancing myself from politics and completely focusing on being creative.
Yeah, he's not dead dumb after all, thank God.
He makes money, but that's about all. Yeah, all right. Carry on. Sorry.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned money, because our next two stories are all to do with who's earning the most in Hollywood, specifically television.
Who?
So we have the female list and we have the male list. And of course, there's quite a big discrepancy between the two, but I'm not going to get into that. Instead,
why needn't women need money? They get from their husbands.
Yeah. That's exactly
not
where they get money.
Not all husbands are very giving.
No, but hold on a second. The husbands are giving money. Yeah.
Not all.
Okay, so I'm not sure how many of these women are married, but they are very, very impressive. So
if they're not married, then they're not. Yeah, all right. Yeah, carry on.
So I'm going to start going up from 10, and you're going to let me know who you think is number one for the females. So in 10th place, we have Pauly Porete, who's from NCIS.
I don't even know her.
She earned $8.5 million in 2018. Claire Danes from Homeland in 9th place with $9 million. Kerry Washington from Scandal took home $11 million, putting her in 8th place. 6th place is a tie between two actresses from The Big Bang Theory, Mayim Bialik and Melissa Rauch.
Is it how much are they?
They both earned $12
million. That's
all. More than I make in the whole month, man. I promise you.
I really thought.
More than I make the whole month.
You thought they would earn more?
I thought with The Big Bang Theory, all the cast getting 1 million episodes.
Never. Never. Women don't earn like men.
So most of the cast, except Mayim Bialik and Melissa Rauch, were not considered main cast members.
Okay. So the rest
of the crew.
So Kaylee
Cuoco. And she's on this list.
She's the first.
I'm not telling you yet.
She's the first.
But just above the $12 million is $12.5 million, which goes to Julie Bowen from Modern Family. Mariska Hargitay, who's been on Special Victims Unit. What is it? It's a SUV. Law and Order. Law and Order. She's been on that for I don't know how many years.
She's been in The Guru. That's the best acting
13 million for her. Then there's quite a jump, because Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy earned $23.5 million.
Wow.
Kaylee Cuoco, as you mentioned, from The Big Bang Theory, $24.5 million, putting her in second place. So we're not
bad. Not bad.
Right,
not bad. And all she has to do is to play dumb blonde.
Who do you think is number one?
She's not acting.
I'll tell you, she earned $42.5 million.
Okay. The girl from let me tell you who the girl from Modern Family, the beautiful one, the Spanish one,
Sofia Vergara.
Yes,
is she?
She's Colombian, and she'd hit you for that.
No, she's Venezuelan. No,
I think she's she's
I don't know. She's got...
But you're right. You're right. She is.
I knew it.
Well done.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's still my theory. A man is paying the salary. Why is he paying the salary? Because of the...
Are we going to do the men?
Yeah, we are going to do the men.
Let's do the men.
Who cares about the men? All right.
So,
what?
We do.
We must do quick. Yeah.
Okay, so Andrew Lincoln from The Walking Dead earned $11 million. He's in 10th place. Ty Burrell from Modern Family, $12 million. Jesse Tyler Ferguson, also from Modern Family, with $13 million.
Wow.
Another person from Modern Family, Eric Stone Street.
How much Al Bundy is in?
Yeah, how much Al Bundy? That's what we're waiting for.
Well, $13.5 million went to Eric Stone Street.
Yeah.
Ed O'Neill.
Al Bundy.
So he earned $14
million. That's all.
In sixth
That's pocket
place.
Money for him.
Yeah, he's not paid yet.
Fifth place is Mark Harmon from NCIS with $19 million.
19?
Yep. Kunal Nayar from The Big Bang Theory with $23.5 million.
Just they're doing well, those guys.
Third place is Simon Helberg from The Big Bang Theory, also with $23.5 million. Second place, Johnny Galecki from The Big Bang Theory with $25 million. And who do you think is first?
Sheldon.
Yep. Jim Parson from The Big Bang
That's
Theory.
That's just sure.
$26.5 million.
So they give him $1.5 million more?
Let me tell you something.
He has won more Emmys.
Sasha, can I ask you
something quickly?
Sure.
On Mnet, there's a series with a guy that, the South African guy that acted in Mummy.
Okay.
Arnold Fosloo.
Yeah.
Yes. Have you seen it?
I haven't, but maybe I should check it out.
Please do.
All right.
We'll do.
All right, guys.
Star Report.
All right. Thank you so much. Mr. So that's going to be one of my favorite. Hopefully you like it. And if you don't, I don't care. You waited all this time, believe it or not, but you came to the right time, because now we're going to play a lot of nice jokes. Do you have any jokes, Leo?
Marriage time.
No, marriage.
You want some about marriage? I got marriage.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right. So before marriage, we have to put marriage, we have to put this bad music, you know. You know what, marriage?
Sure.
Hold on a second. If you want the marriage music, listen to this one. This is the phone stars. So I'm going to put something else. Marriage music is.
No, can I start?
No. Hold on a second. Do you want to do marriage? Do you want to do marriage? What do you want to do? Marriage? Marriage, we have to do this music.
Loving. That's suspense.
Suspense music.
Something's bad going to happen. So, you ready?
No, hold on a second. I'm going to put that
one. I'm holding.
No, hold on a second.
Please.
What?
You're wasting time.
I am wasting time. You're right.
So, can I start?
So, let me tell you something. I want to start.
I've got to start.
I'm practicing on this joke for quite a while. So, let me tell you. So, this guy comes to the ear, nose, and throat specialist. Now, remember that. He's going to the ear, nose, and throat specialist. Now, he's taking his hand out of his pocket and placing it on the table. His hand is broken. Blood all over, shattered. The ears, nose, and throat specialist says to him, "Listen, it's not my place. You can go to the orthopedic surgeon next door. I mean, not to me." He says, No, hold on a second. I need you to understand. He says, "No, the orthopedic surgeon is next door. He's going to fix your hand. Go next door." He says, "No, hold on. Every Wednesday, we drink whiskey." He says, "Oh, drinking. Oh, if you're talking about addictions, you must go three doors down the road. There's an AA meeting. They go there." He says, "No, hold on a second, doctor. Hold on a second. I came to the ENT. I know why." He says, "Anyway, we play cards. Ah, cards. It's another addiction. You must go down." He says, "Doctor, just relax. Every time we play cards, at the end of the card game, we all put our hands down on the table. So the host comes with a frying pan and he says, whoop, and he hits our hands. As we hear the hop, we're supposed to move our hands." He says, "Then what?" He says, "I don't hear the hop."
That's the end. So my wife asked me also about something about doctors. She asked me to get pills that will ensure I will perform in bed, you know, in the bedroom. So I brought her diet pills. Obviously.
She didn't get the joke.
That wasn't what she meant. But anyway, does anybody got a place that I can stay for a couple of days?
This woman coming to see the doctor, she said she coming for a checkup, and by the way, because he knows the family, she said, "Listen, my husband's starting to lose, interest with sex and all. any advice, or he said, listen, there is this new pill, but please careful because it's still, you know, on trial. It's not, careful with it. It's quite strong. So what you do, just mix it in his food during dinner, and let's hope it will be okay. After a week, she's coming back, you know, to get the result of the checkup. So the doctor is, you know, he wants to know what's going on with the new medication. So he said, so what happened? He said, you can't, I don't know. I mixed it in his dinner, and after a few bites, he threw away all the dishes from the table, put me on the treat. You don't understand, it was crazy. So the doctor started to worry, you know, it's a trial version. Said, listen, don't worry, we will cover for all the damages. She said, don't worry, we're not going back to the same restaurant.
he meant restaurant, not restroom.
Restaurant.
Yes.
Moshe?
This woman asked her husband, my darling, did I gain weight? He says, no, but the living room is smaller.
Okay, it's about a husband and wife. Husband comes home late one night. Wife, where have you been? Husband, I was getting a tattoo. Wife, what tattoo did you get? Husband, I got a $100 bill on my privates. Why? Here is the theory why. Number one, I like watching my money grow. Number two.
No. Stop there. All right.
Ralph, listen.
Next time we have to.
Ralph is driving home.
Yeah.
And suddenly he remember it's his daughter's birthday. You know, it's a little girl. God forbid you're coming home without a birthday.
Yeah.
So quickly he's running to the shopping center, going into the toy shop, coming to this sales lady and say, please, urgent, I need something nice for my daughter for her birthday. Do you have a Barbie? He said, of course. Here you have a lot of Barbies. You need to choose which one. You have Barbie in the gym. It's 1995. Yeah. Barbie going for a walk, 1995. Barbie swimming, 1995. Barbie this, 1995. Barbie divorce, 265. He said, hold on. How Barbie divorce 265, all the other Barbie only 1995? No, you don't understand. This Barbie divorce coming with Ken's car, Ken's clothes, Ken's hair, all of this stuff. Yeah.
So, Roy, there's one joke for you. I think it's about you. In childhood, you're scared of the monsters under your bed. In adulthood, they're lying in the bed with you.
So the teacher assigned the students to task, and they come. They said to him, she needs a short story, and while the short story has to have the moral. So George writes the story. He says, my family raises chickens, and I sell eggs in the market. So I took 10 eggs, I put them in a basket, and the basket was overturned, and all the eggs were broken. She said, what is the moral of the story? Says, the teachers, do not put all your eggs in one basket. That was the moral story. So everybody applauded, and it was nice. Then the teacher passed to Michael. Michael, tell me your story. So Michael says, we raise chickens as well. They raise poultry. Yeah, we raise chickens, and we sell them into the poultry market. And from 10 eggs, only 8 chickens, came out only 8 chicks. And what is, and my father says that do not count the chicks before the eggs before they hatched. Great, she says, and she really, applauded him or whatever, and everybody was happy. Then they came to little Vladimir. Now, little Vladimir says...
Is Boris on vacation?
Boris was dead, don't you remember? He died.
Yeah, you're right.
He disappeared. Yeah. Boris is dead. So Vladimir says, my father told me about my aunt Olga. So he says, she was a parachute engineer during the war, and the plane was shot down. As the plane was busy falling, she didn't have too many things. She had like a parachute. She had a bottle of whiskey with her.
Vodka.
And no, it was a whiskey.
Russian.
Okay, vodka. Yeah,
she had,
yeah, you're right. You're right. She had a bottle of vodka with her. She had bottle of vodka. She had a Uzi and a machete in her hand. And the plane was busy falling. She jumps off the aeroplane. While she was parachuting down, she finished the bottle of vodka. She landed directly in the middle of enemy lines. In the middle, where there was 100 soldiers, she landed in the middle. She killed 70 soldiers with a Uzi, 20 with a machete, 10 she killed with her bare hands. So the teacher says, what is the moral of the story? He says, do not mess with Auntie Olga when she's drunk.
Anyway.
Yeah, what's it?
You know, usually...
This alcoholic guy, yeah, says, sometimes I drink water to surprise my liver.
Eitan.
So usually boys believe in what they see.
Yeah.
And the girls believe in what they hear.
Yeah.
And that's why boys lie. And girls wear makeup.
So there was this guy, there was a woman, she comes to the doctor with all the blows and her eyes and whatever. He says, every time my husband, every time he drinks, he hits me. And he says, listen, I've got a remedy for you. I don't have much time, but it's got a remedy for you. All you have to do is, when you see your husband come home drunk, take a glass of water, put it in your mouth and gargle like this. She says, okay, and that's going to help. It's going to help. Yeah, it's going to help. So, anyway, a month later, she comes back all beautiful. She says, oh, it's a miracle cure. She says, I told you, sometimes you have to shut up.
Okay, well, can I tell you one thing?
If it's less than 20 seconds, you go for it, yeah.
Okay, son says to his dad, Dad, I've heard that some parts of the world, you don't know your wife until you marry her.
Yeah.
The father replies, son, that's true. Everywhere, not just somewhere.
Guys, I just want to say goodbye. Have a lekker Shabbos. Thank you so much. For
excuse me. Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, we'll be here. Myself, Liel, and Moshe will be here to entertain you a little bit. So don't forget, Roy and friends. And that's going to be...
Love each other. Have a lovely weekend.
Have a lovely weekend. And I'm going to leave you here with this beautiful song. So...